This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
I was 13 when the war became the common thing in our city. And every day was murdering and killing. And right now, I don't feel like 17 or 16. I feel more responsible for my life and for people. My father decided I really have to leave. I say, like, I'm from the border area between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and people like, okay, they judge me in the second, like, okay. They look at us like, okay, you are living in the border and it's just mountain and it just thinks, okay, you don't know the new modern technology world. Parachinar got a name from British, they call it a small London. But we have one mountain which called White Mountain, and which is always full of snow, either in summer or in winter. Because of this reason, snow melt and we get water and we feed our tomatoes and rice. That's why the word tomatoes and rice are so tasty. We are from Shia community, and it's the Shia Muslim, and it's the minority part of region. It's two big regions, Shia and Sunni, and we are the one. And in Pakistan, we are just 0.5%. My mother is not educated. My father is educated, but it's a love marriage. Love marriage is something. It's something really big in our culture and in Muslim countries. My grandfather was a little bit strict with him, and then. But he was his son at one point. He said, okay, it's your life. After 6 weeks, he married my mother, and they're still together, and they love each other the same. And this is something I'm proud about. I'm proud about my father. He did the right decision. Yeah, it's my first time to stay away from home. I never stay away from home either after, yeah, I can say 2 weeks, but not more than. And it's almost 1 year, 6 months, and it's sometimes I look at back and I say, I'm seeing a dream, and I have a dream about it.
This is Mujahid Kasmi from Parachinar, Pakistan. He was among the thousands of refugees who arrived in Berlin last summer. Since then, he's found a new life. We'll continue with Mujahid's story in our Life in Berlin series. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.